The ruckus over Medicare and the cost of prescription drug benefits is another story. With all the oil and debt problems on the horizon, the assumption that Medicare is going to unfold as planned over 75 years seems like a thought from cloud cuckoo land. Perhaps one-third of the Republican electorate is paying little attention because of religious preoccupations, while the leaders of American corporations in embattled legacy industries, such as airlines and automobile and parts manufacturers, are starting to favor a national health system as an enabler of their own survival. Depending on the severity of economic pressures, the 2010s could be the decade of decision. In the short run, though, Social Security and Medicare may continue as the issues that catalyze national discussions of deficits and debt. Somewhat longer term, the emerging debt and oil dangers could produce trouble in such a relatively proximate timeframe, from just ahead through 2020 or 2025, that they are likely to control the parameters of the pension, old age, and medical coverage questions rather than vice versa. Planning for 2080 pales alongside the perils of failing to plan for the treacherous decade ahead. Absent a shift in Washington policy, former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker was only the most prominent of many Americans to express worry recently about the vulnerability of the U.S. economy. David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, remarked that the greatest threat to our future is our fiscal irresponsibility, calling 2004 possibly the most fiscally reckless year in the history of the Republic. The other two dangers, oil dependency and radical religion, only made things worse. In August 2005, on the day that George W. Bush signed the much-touted energy bill that had finally passed Congress, global oil markets saluted its presumed unimportance by kicking the price of oil over $63 per barrel, a record. Moreover, 4 years of ineptness in dealing with the oil crisis was hardly the only weakness the Bush administration brought to global affairs. From Tokyo to Toronto, even old allies worried about the resiliency of a United States that could muddle so many critical national judgments while indulging a religious constituency hostile to science and significantly dedicated to extreme interpretations of the Book of Revelation. Unfortunately, the three perils fed on one another, and they also drew on a shared political base. End of Disc 13.